Once again, I want to welcome you to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. We're in a series dealing with abundant living, and we've discussed a lot of topics, and today's title is How to Live Abundantly During Trials. We've all faced trials, and we're going to continue to face trials throughout our life, but there's a way to handle them, and God's got a plan for that. We're going to talk today about, have you ever wondered why some, during their challenges, have peace, while other people do not? We will find how we can live abundantly when facing anything in life. We're going to look at which scriptures that will help us to live abundantly in any type of trial, situations, or challenge that we might face. We'll give you five steps or five ways to find peace during our trials, and that God provides abundant living in everything we will face, and there's a plan for it, so let's seek Him and seek His guidance. But first, let's pray. Once again, Heavenly Father, I thank You for the opportunity I have to bring this podcast at this time to those who are listening in, Father. I pray that You would bless it and anoint it. I invite the Holy Spirit to come in and do what only He can do, to take this podcast to a new level, to help people to understand that He is there to help them regardless of what they face in life, that we can live abundantly even during the trials that will come up and challenge us. Sometimes almost every day it seems like there's something new. I pray, Father, You would bless this podcast, that You'd be glorified in it, and we'll be careful to give You all the honor and praise for what's about to take place. We give You all the glory for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, it's interesting. Here we are talking about how to live abundantly through trials. My wife and I just returned from a wonderful vacation. We took 10 days, went to visit family, and saw some history in the southeast part of our country. It was really wonderful and had a great time. It was just an awesome experience. And on the way back, it was fine. The traffic was terrible as far as air traffic goes, and the planes were, airports were just jammed with people and people everywhere you look. Well, we flew back and got in late on our flight. And the very next day, we both started feeling sick and we got tested for COVID. Well, that was just 2 days ago. And so here I am facing COVID and going through that. And this is the third time that I've had COVID in the last nearly 5 years. But every single time, God shows up and He intervenes and He takes over and takes control of the situation. So I'm not concerned. I'm not worried. I'm not anxious about it. But I do know that it's a trial and one that God will help us through. So it's kind of appropriate for me to teach a podcast on how to live abundantly during trials when I'm in the middle of facing one myself. So God bless you all, and I pray that you'll be blessed as we listen to this podcast today, and I pray the Holy Spirit will help me through it. Now, the best way to address how we can live abundantly during our trials is just to study the Apostle Paul and his teachings, especially in the book of Philippians. My last podcast, we were dealing with, once again, how to live abundantly and have peace in our life, and today we're going to use the similar scriptures that I used in the last podcast dealing in the area of Philippians, not all the same verses, but some of them, because the Apostle Paul certainly is the prime example of how to live life abundantly, even in the midst of your trials and your challenges. Because remember, when we read out of the book of Philippians, Ephesians, and the scriptures that he wrote when he was in prison, Paul was writing about powerful things that will happen in our life as he was, you know, in prison, in jail, being treated poorly, being beaten, and was being abused constantly. And yet he wrote some of the most amazing words on trust and confidence in God and how to live the abundant life. So let me read from Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13 in the New Living Translation. I'm going to start with verse number 11, the second half of it, part B. Here's where Paul says, "For I have learned how to be content with whatever I have." Now, we need to stop right there. We need to understand that contentment doesn't mean that we just lay down and give up and say, well, I guess life just does what it wants to do to me, and just simply get lazy and ignore the challenges of life. No, that's not what Paul's talking about. What he's saying is he's happy, he's content, he's at peace with God, he's living abundantly regardless of what he's going through. His circumstances are not going to rob him of his abundant life that God has promised him. And his circumstances are not going to rob him from having peace and joy and happiness and being content in who he is and in his relationship with Jesus Christ. So when Paul says, "For I have learned how to be content with whatever I have," he's laying the groundwork for all of us to learn that regardless of what we face, the trials that we are challenged with, we can live that abundant life. And then in verse 12, Paul goes on to say, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. Now, there's a great example. Some people couldn't make that statement because they haven't lived with everything. They haven't had that, what they would call abundance. But Paul lives with abundance regardless of whether he has financial success or not, whether his stomach is full or not, whether he's sick or whether he's healthy, whether he's in jail or whether he's free. Paul has learned how to live an abundant life even in the midst of his trials. And I know this is maybe a little extreme example to some people. They think, well, that's the Apostle Paul and we can't live that way. No, that's not true. We can live that way. I know people who are going through incredible trials. I have a sister. She's now, my goodness, approaching 80 years old. That's hard to imagine. But she has been living for 40 years with multiple sclerosis. And she has been suffering for so many, many years. But when you walk up to her, you look at her and she's crippled. She can't even hardly stand up. She can barely walk. But when you walk up to her and look into her face and you say, how you doing, girl? How you doing today? She'll just look at you and she'll smile. And she said, you know, Jesus is so good to me. He is so wonderful to me. And she will have a big smile on her face. Now she's living in a very modest little house. Matter of fact, the Lord has put upon my heart that I make sure that the home she lives in is safe. I make sure the electrical system's working right and the air conditioning or the cooling is right and that her plumbing is fixed right. And the Lord impressed me to help remodel her kitchen to make it nice for her. And I'm not boasting or trying to boast at all. I'm just telling you that I want to make her happy and I want her to feel that she's got a nice environment. But it doesn't matter to her. She is so content in her walk with God and so at peace that she can live an abundant life through trials. If you were to see her and see the environment she lives in, you'd say, how could anyone possibly live abundantly like that? But she says, I have my son is back home with me now to help me, and I have a friend who's come to stay with me and help me, and anything that I ever need is taken care of because Jesus loves me so much. That's called abundant living through the midst of trials. Let's go on now with what Paul's had to say. He says, I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. Let's go back. He says, I've learned the secret. You know, some people say, well, what's the secret? Well, the secret is that he trusts in God. He put all of his confidence, his hope, and trust in God. He learned the secret to being content with whatever he has. He learned how to be at peace with God. He's learned how to be anxious for nothing, with everything through prayer, petitions, with thanksgiving, to make his requests made known to God. And then he says, the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard my heart and guard my mind in Christ Jesus. So Paul is explaining, as he's going through this difficult time, he's explaining how he can live abundantly during trials. So after he says, I've learned to be happy or content in every situation, whether it's with a full stomach or an empty one or with plenty or with little, he says this, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. That to me is the absolute epitome of abundant living. Now some people say, well, that's not abundant living. He was living in a prison and there were rats running around and he wasn't being taken care of and they were starving him to death and trying to beat him to death. And you call that abundant? Yeah, it's abundance because in his heart, his mind, and his soul, he has peace with God. He has that comfort and confidence that God is with him, that God's never going to leave him, that God's a very present help in times of trouble. And what he's doing, he's basing his abundant living upon his faith in the Word of God and his trust in God to take care of him. So I know that's a little heavy for some people, but it's the truth. I know when I've been diagnosed with cancers, I've had three of them in my life. I've had three times I've been told that I had conditions, health conditions that would have a good chance of taking my life, the most recent one. And I've mentioned it several times before, and sometimes I feel like I shouldn't mention it again, but I know there's always new people listening in. And that is that, you know, it was 8 years ago I was told I had 6 months to live because I had incurable bone marrow cancer. That was 8 years ago, given 6 months to live. God is a very present help in times of trouble. And I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. That's what we have to believe. That's where our confidence is. Even though doctors are good, my confidence is not in the doctor. Even though medication can be fine, my confidence is not in my medication. My confidence is in God, is in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and his ability to bring me through the most difficult trials that I could ever face. Now, we always give God honor and credit for everything good that happens to us. We've got to do that. I made that statement because I think it's so crucial to understand that the help that we get is wonderful. wonderful. The hospitals are fine. All those things are good. But we've got to give God the honor, that we've got to give God credit for anything good that happens in us in our life. That's what Paul was doing. Paul was in prison, and he was giving God credit and honor for how good his life was and how much at peace he was with the Lord. In James chapter 1 and verse 17, in the New Living Translation, it says this: whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father. So when we're being blessed, when we have abundant living during trials, we've got to give God credit. We've got to avoid saying things like, well, I did that, or I did that, or this thing, or I did that, or I'm so glad that this guy did this for me and this guy did that for me. Those things are fine, but we've got to get down to the bottom line. God is the one who deserves the honor and the glory and the credit for any good thing that happens to us. Once again, James wrote, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father. So anything that good that happens in your life is a gift from God. Any peace that you have in the midst of trial is a gift from God. Any abundant living that you have in the midst of facing fear or facing a loss of your peace or facing trials is a gift from God, that he's taking you through it and taking all of us through it. Now, when I say that we can live abundantly during trials, I believe that with all my heart and all my soul and all my mind, because I have lived through some great trials. You know, it's interesting that when I look back at the age of 25 years of age, I became a new Christian, received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. My wife had just become a new Christian also. And here we had a child, a little boy, and we were getting ready to have our second child. And God was just being so good to us, and everything was so wonderful. I went into the doctor's office, and he told me that my kidneys were failing, and they only had a few years to live, and there was nothing they could do about it. This goes back a lot of years. He said, you would never survive a kidney transplant. Your health is so bad. And he said, so you might as well go ahead and start getting your life in order. You're not going to make it. Now, that's called a trial. And I was a new Christian. But because I was a new Christian, I was so excited about how good God was to me and how excited I was to serve him, and that I wanted everyone else to know that Jesus was my Lord and Savior. And I told the doctor that, and told him my confidence is in God, that he didn't get me saved just so that I could turn around and die right after that. And I remember giving God the glory and the praise for that, and God blessed me and helped me through an extremely difficult time in our life, because here we were both 25 years of age expecting a second child, and here I had an incurable disease. Well, in a matter of 6 months, I went back to the doctor, and the doctor looked at me and said, what did you do? And I said, I prayed, drank a lot of water, and trusted God to heal me. He said, well, it worked, because your kidneys are perfectly normal. They're functioning normal. I don't understand it. Can't explain it. I said, well, I can. God's healing power, you know, flowed through my body and touched me, because he's not finished with me yet. And that was a long time ago. I'm 77 years of age. 52 years ago, I was told that my kidneys were in failure and I wouldn't be able to survive. And here I am today, still able to speak about the goodness of God and his blessings, not because of me, because of who he is and what he is able to do, and because every good and perfect gift comes from the Father, from God, our Father in heaven. The Apostle Paul wrote something else that I should read right now very quickly, and that's in Philippians 4. He says, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Whatever you're facing, whatever trial you're facing today, you can do everything through Christ Jesus who gives you strength. In the midst of that cancer diagnosis, God gave me strength. In the midst of my sister's MS, God's given her strength. In the midst of my kidney failure, God gave me strength. And he can give that to you also, because he is there to help. He's there to bless. He's there to encourage us, and the Holy Spirit is living and dwelling inside of us when we give our life to him, and he is the one that helps bring us through these difficulties to live abundantly during our trials. Now, abundant living during trials is believing what I'm talking about today and receiving it and putting into your heart and your mind. It's like what Job said when he was sick and dying. Job in the Old Testament, everyone was saying, you know, you're a mess, you're going to die. And his wife even looked at him and says, Job, why don't you just curse God and just die? Just die. And his friends were telling him pretty much the same thing. You must have a lot of sin in your life because God's doing all this to you. And Job, though, in the middle of all that stuff, he was still living abundantly through his faith. And he said, though God slay me, yet I will trust him. In the midst of the greatest trials you can have, we've got to still trust God. It's like what Paul said in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 2, he says, to live is Christ and to die is gain. He knew that if he had to pass away from this world, that was going to be living with Christ. But he also knew that if he didn't die, that he would live here and he could live abundantly and face whatever trial that would come into his life. When the doctor told me that I only had 6 months to live and those various things were happening, I knew that God was going to do something special. I knew that I was not going to be robbed of living an abundant life just because of this trial, because greater is he that is in me than he is in the world, and no weapon formed against me can prosper. And all these promises I believed in, that Jesus was my healer and he was my peace, and he was going to give me abundant living through regardless of what I went through. Now, today's first half of this podcast has been focused an awful lot on my experiences, and sometimes I feel a little bad about sharing them because I don't want to boast. I don't want to sound like it's all about me, because it's not at all about me. It's nothing about me. It's everything about Christ and about who God is and about how he wants us to live abundantly, even though we're going through trials. But I only share them with you to let you know that I have faced some great trials. Remember, I am a veteran from the Army, in the United States Army. I served in Vietnam during the Vietnam War, and I was, very blessed to be able to survive that. I wasn't a Christian then, but God still protected me and brought me through that experience. And many times there were opportunities where I could have easily died by a sniper's bullet or a mortar round coming in or being injured for life, but God protected me that whole time. And even during that time, I had Agent Orange sprayed on my body, which was a toxic poison that they were using to kill all the vegetation, and they didn't realize that it was also poisoning the military men. And so many years after I came back from Vietnam, the exposure to Agent Orange, which was a herbicide that was used to kill vegetation, it infected my body and placed bone marrow cancer in me, which nearly took my life. So I know what trials are, and I'm only sharing that with you so you understand. You're hearing from someone who's been there and gone through it, and I'm not trying to say I got all the answers, but I am saying that I know the one who does have all the answers. I'm not saying that I know all the way to get cured and healed of these things, but I know the one who knows how to be healed and how to cure people and how to restore them and how to give them abundant living. So I hope that my stories are a blessing to you, and I'll just move on in this podcast and just submit those stories to you and hope that they'll be a blessing to you and will give you confidence to live abundantly during your trials. Okay, let me get kind of backtrack on some of the other thing I wanted to talk about. I promised you in the introduction to this that I would give you my 5 steps to have an abundance of peace under trials. Here's the first one. Pray for others who are under trials. Either going through physical problems, emotional problems, financial problems, family issues, whatever it might be, relationships, physical, whatever it might be, just pray for them. And when you pray for others who are under trials, you're helping yourself. When you're going through a trial, one of the best things you can do is help someone else who's going through a trial. The Bible says, if you give, it'll be given unto you. So let's pray for others and lift them up and encourage them and bless them. All right, number two, read God's promises to live abundantly regardless of the trials that you're facing. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8 says here, "And God will generously provide," which means abundance, "all you need," which is abundance. "Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over," which is abundance, "to share with others." Wow. Listen to what Paul's saying. He's saying, "And God will generously provide all you need, then you will always have everything that you need and plenty left over to share with others." So Paul is telling us that when we're facing challenges, we can live abundantly through them. And during the process, we can live abundantly. And then afterwards, when we've gone through the challenge and we've come out victorious, we'll have such a blessing in our life that we can share it with other people. Paul is addressing the church in Corinth, and he's saying that he wants to be sure that they give of what they have to other people so that they can be blessed back from what they give to others. Living abundantly from God requires giving by his followers. That means giving of what we have to others, whether it be our finances, whether it be our encouragement, whether it might be our faith, whether it might be the joy that we have, whatever it might be, we need to share that with others and we'll be blessed. All right, number three in the steps to have abundance of peace under trials, make the decision that God's promises are for you, personally, for your trial. You see, when we read a passage of Scripture, we need to claim it for ourselves and for those that we're praying for. Not just say, "Oh, that's a nice scripture and I'm sure someone will get blessed by it." No, that's yours. That is your promise. Here's an example. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, New International Version. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than what we may ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Now, that means glory to God for what he's able to do. He is unlimited in what he can do for us. And I claim that promise for me. God, I know that you, Father, are able to do more than I can imagine or even think according to the power that's in me right now. And I thank you for it. All right, number four, Psalm 84:11, New Living Translation. For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who want what is right. Therefore, God is going to carry us through, and he'll not withhold anything back from us, and that promise is for us. We've got to believe the Word of God is for us. When you read a scripture, claim it. It's your promise. It's mine. See, I sometimes grab the Word of God, the Bible, and I'll hold up against my chest, and I'll hug it. I say, Lord, thank you that everything in here is for me. It's for me and for those that love you and those that are serving you. And so with that, I take confidence in that God's word is speaking into my life, and that I want all of us to look at that. I want you to think about the word of God as being specifically for you, for your particular need, and to help you get through whatever trial you may be facing. All right, number five, Psalm 23, verse 5 in the New Living Translation. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me, God, by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. What that's saying is, in the midst of trials, I'm going to live abundantly. And that's a promise that God has given to each and every one of us. It's your promise. It's my promise. And I want you to claim it and receive it and walk in it and believe it. So I guess to summarize the five steps to have abundant peace under trials is to believe God's word. And as you read those scriptures, find the ones that speak to you. I say that a lot, but find scriptures that speak to you. For me, there's certain scriptures that just mean so much to me. I love Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and you lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. I love Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I could go on and on, but those scriptures really speak to me. I love it when Paul says to be anxious for nothing. And I claim that. Every day I say, Lord, I thank you that I'm going to be anxious for nothing. I'm not going to worry about anything, because I'm going to bring everything to you, Lord. And my prayers, petitions with thanksgiving, I'm going to present them to you, and you're going to give me peace that passes all understanding. And that's the scriptures that mean something to me. And I want you to find scriptures that do the same for you, that they build you up, they bless you, they strengthen you, they give you confidence in the midst of trials so that you can live abundantly regardless of whatever you're going through. So that kind of summarizes what the five steps are. All right, to wrap this thing up. Now, it is one thing to read scriptures and to think for a moment that they are good, but it is totally something else to read and apply these scriptures to your life and other people's lives every single day of our life. That is crucial. I know that's kind of a restatement of what I said earlier, but I just felt like I hadn't said enough about that. We've got to realize it's for us. I'm going to close with these scriptures. Psalm 3:3, New Living Translation. But you, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory, the one who holds my head high. Psalm 46:1, NIV. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in times of trouble. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Well, I hope that you've been blessed by this. You know, I would be incorrect for me to close this podcast now without giving people an opportunity to commit their life to Christ. I know that most of the people that listen to this podcast are Christians. They're born again. They've accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But I would be foolish to think that everyone that ever listens, they're all born-again believers. So I'm sure there are those out there who are not sure. You're not positive whether you're going to spend eternity in heaven or not. You know, when the doctor told me that I had 6 months to live physically, instantly the Holy Spirit told me to share this word with him. And I looked at the doctor and I said, so you're trying to scare me with heaven. And what I was saying was, there's no trial, there's no challenge that can rob me of my confidence and my faith and trust in God. Not because of me, because of who he is and the power that he's placed inside of me, the Holy Spirit. So for those of you who are not sure about your relationship with Christ, you're not sure if you were to pass away, whether you'd spend eternity in heaven or not, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And if you'll pray this prayer and mean it with all your heart, you'll settle that situation and know for certain that you're going to spend eternity in heaven. So just pray with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I'm sorry for the sins I've committed. I repent of my sins. I ask you to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for me. He was risen from the dead. He sits at the right hand of the Father, and he is my Savior and my Lord. So on this day, I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior, my Lord, and my soon coming King, and I promise to serve him all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you for praying that prayer with me. If you'd like to know more about quality Christian living, I would encourage you to go to my webpage. It's davidcfriendauthor.com. And if you'll go to davidcfriendauthor.com, when you pull up that front page, you'll see right on the front of it a link to my podcast. And if you'll click that link, you can look up some 270. This is my 271st podcast. So there's 271 of them that'll be in there for you that talk about topics such as how to walk in the gifts of the Spirit and how to experience the gift of the Spirit, and also how to have great faith and how to have faith for miracles. There's topics in there dealing with how to get out of debt and stay out of debt. There's topics I've talked about on how to have prosperity, spiritual prosperity that will lead to financial prosperity. And there's just a whole plethora of topics that will be, I believe, of help to you. And so scroll through those and see what might lift you up and encourage you. If you're a veteran or know someone who is, there's a number of messages in there, podcasts on there dealing with help for our veterans. So if you'd like that, if you'd like to know also more about quality Christian living, you could subscribe to my podcast by going to cpnshows.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. So that would be a help and a blessing to you. In addition to that, you might scroll down on my webpage and you'll see a list of books that I've written that are for sale on Amazon. One is Experience the Joy of Debt-Free Living. Another one is called Generosity, What's in It for Me. I'm telling you, when you give, it's going to come back to you. That's all I'm going to say about that. In addition to that, there's one on faith, Receive Everything from What We Call Nothing. It's a wonderful book on faith that God gave me, and a couple of books I've written on there dealing with veterans' issues, that what they have to deal with. And in a very short period of time, in a month or so, I have a brand new book out entitled Faith for Miracles. And that book was based upon all the miracles I've seen in my life, not only in my own body, but in the lives of others and the physical and emotional needs and financial miracles that have taken place in people's lives. And so I just believe, give God all glory for that, and I pray that that will be a blessing to you. So we're going to continue our series here on the area of abundant living, and our next podcast is entitled How to Live Abundantly Through an Illness. Now, that's an important one. You might want to call some of your family or friends or relatives and let them know there's going to be a podcast coming up that's going to help people to how to learn to live abundantly in the middle of having an illness. Today, we talked about how Paul lived through his challenges. I shared how I got through my challenges, my physical challenges, because of God's strength and his comfort. And so I believe it's crucial to help people have a lesson on that. There's many people going through great physical challenges right now, but they can live that abundant life and receive the strength that they need from the Lord. So I'm going to have to wrap this podcast up right now because I'm running out of time. And so let me just close with these words. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May you receive his blessings. May you receive the fullness of what God has in store for you. And may you prosper in all things and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So once again, I thank you so much for listening in. I'm looking forward to our next podcast entitled How to Live Abundantly Through an Illness. I'm sure you can have friends or people you know that might need to hear that. And once again, I want to thank you for listening to Quality Christian Living. This has been podcast number 271, and I am your host, David Friend. God bless you.